Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
All the colors of the rainbow hidden beneath my skin. Hearts have colors, don't we all know? Red runs through our veins. Feel the fire burning up. Inspire me with blood of blue and green. I have hope. Inside is not a heart, but a kaleidoscope.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today marks the 15th year anniversary of September 11th, 2001, when our country was attacked. I'd like to offer a moment of silence for all of the people we lost, including mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, cousins, friends, colleagues, and every other American. My guest today is Faith Arter. She is the president and chair of the executive committee for the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund, which is a nonprofit corporation devoted to supporting families with ties to Massachusetts who lost loved ones in the terrorist attacks. Their mission is to ensure that those lost on 9/11 are not forgotten, to educate, and remember. Faith, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Nicole, for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here today. And we talked on the phone a couple of times, and we discovered that neither one of us lost a loved one during the 9/11 attack. But we were both very deeply affected by it, as many Americans are. If you didn't lose a loved one that day, you were definitely affected to some degree, at many degrees. So why did you have a desire to become really so involved?
Well, that's a great question to remember, and I remember it well, actually. So I remember watching on television when the towers went down. I remember how tragic that whole day was. I could tell you where I went. I remember mm-hmm. those blue skies as if it was yesterday.
Yes.
And I think everyone remembers that. I also remember the tremendous relief that I experienced when I went through those flight numbers and I went through all the people in my family. Were they actually traveling the day on that flight?
Mm.
It was a business flight that my husband would take often.
My husband did too, yeah. And he had just stopped. Yeah. Like recently, right before 9/11 happened.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we all have those kind of stories. Mm-hmm. It could have been you, it could have been any of us in our neighborhood. And as the day progressed, just the relief, had everyone called in?
Mm.
And little did I know, actually, that the rest of my family who lived outside of Boston might be worried about me. So I was the last one to forget to call in.
Oh, there you go. So, oh, my gosh. They were worried about you.
Exactly.
You didn't even think of that. You were thinking of others immediately.
I truly was. And and then it just, the tremendous devastation, if if those families got that call from American Airlines, and once they realized the tragedy that occurred, or they were in the building, and whether or not someone was there, etc. So I was just compelled to want to do something to help
what
the
could
families
you do?
That were lost. And truly, the one option that seemed to be out was I didn't have enough money to make a significant difference to make a contribution, although I did give a little in some ways to organizations like the Red Cross, etc.
But you could give your time.
I could give my time. And so about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks after 9/11 itself, I received an email from a gentleman at a law firm called Greenberg Trowery, Garrick McLeish, and he was looking for financial planners because he was going to start to have a fund that was created just to help our Massachusetts families.
Okay.
There was a lot of support in New York, nothing going on in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. So that was happening right away.
It was happening almost right away, about a month. I could be confusing the time frame on it. But it was, we realized that Massachusetts families in particular, things like benefits and just processing loss of life and et cetera, so far away, the difficulties involved that they needed some help. And financial help at first was our mission. In looking through this, we knew we were going to need estate planning help. These are the areas of my professional skill set. So I felt fortunate that here I sort of said, this is my calling. I can go through and the other financial planners and help them to provide pro bono service. This is what we did because I knew what was going to be ahead in terms of managing your financial life and being settled and trying to come to grips with sudden loss of life, etc.
Yes, and there's so many other things that, you know, perhaps some of the people that passed didn't have life insurance.
That's correct.
I mean, there are so many things that come into play.
So many things. Less than one third of the people who were killed that day had a will.
Oh,
the
wow.
The complications of just going through the probate system, etc. And here you've just lost someone. You're devastated.
Yeah.
And so we reached out. We have several people from the financial planning community, several lawyers who gave of their time, et cetera, to help with all those issues initially. And, you know, part of it was basic corporate establishment. I was the initial treasurer, I believe, on the corporate. Because when you're starting a nonprofit organization, there's a certain system. It takes a little while to get your 501c3 status and all those types of
there's
things.
Yes, there's lots of red tape and lots of hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
Now,
so.
From Massachusetts, we lost. I looked at your website. There are basically, there's a list of your loved ones.
Correct.
And there are 206.
Correct.
All of those people on the flights, or were they in New York?
No, some were in New York. Some were firefighters in New York.
Oh, okay.
Et cetera. So keep in mind, we had two planes that went out of Logan Airport. All the flight crews and et cetera were killed. And then we had family members who may have been on business or their mother lived in Massachusetts. They had moved away, and several were in the towers. Several were on business trips. Several up at the top of the towers. It was a huge financial hub, and so the innocent lives lost were 206 of our neighbors and friends.
And I know there were over 3,000.
Correct.
And I don't know all of the numbers, but really every person matters. And, you know, I was watching, we have to go to a break, but I was watching something on YouTube, and there were many photos to honor the people that passed. And when you put, you know, you can see the list of names, but when you put a photo to the name, it just makes it so much more real.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, well, we do have to go to a quick break. I hope you will stay with us. My guest is Faith, and she is with the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund. And you can go to massfund.org for more information. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away.
And we are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And my guest is Faith, and she is on the board for the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund. And, you know, there is a 9/11 memorial in Boston, and the garden, that's it, the contemplative garden in the Boston Public Garden. I'm getting so tongue twisted. And each year you have the annual commemoration, which is held at the State House. Above and beyond these things, what are you doing with the organization, within the community, in the names of everyone that was lost?
Well, you know, we do quite a bit, but frankly, the organization is actually involved where the majority of our input is from family members who lost loved ones.
Okay.
And a little bit unusual, too, actually, even from the very beginning, rather than coming up with a diagnostic prescription for how to fix things, our meetings were filled with just listening to what family members needed. So we follow their guidance, and we follow, try to assist them in setting up foundations in their loved ones' names, a variety of memorials throughout Massachusetts. The entire commemoration service, every song is chosen by a family member, and it changes every year. So we're really about trying to get engaged in what their needs are, listening, and then using our professional skills to help them build that legacy in the name of their loved one.
And how they want to interject their inspiration and make it personal.
Yes.
And, you know, especially picking those songs, I work extremely hard to be careful and very choosing things that are extremely respectful and just thinking about others.
Exactly.
And so they are in it, and they're sharing their, you know, desire to remember, and then bringing that inspiration through the whole community, really.
It's absolutely beautiful. And you had mentioned before we went to break about the pictures.
Yeah.
So one of the projects that we enabled were twofold. One was a remembrance book that was handwritten. It's in the Boston Public Library.
Nice.
It includes pictures of loved ones, memories, poems, etc. And then the second is we build a video montage, and we show it at the State House every year. It's on our website if anyone would like to go through. And every time I see those pictures and I listen to that music in the background, and I realize the youth, the loved one, these
you can see it in their eyes. Every soul matters.
Absolutely.
Every person, every photo I'm looking at, every face I'm looking at, I'm like, oh my God, I feel that person's energy.
Absolutely.
I feel their energy that they were yes. somebody special. Yeah. And I'm getting all verklempt. Okay, so you know, it is important to honor any loved one that we lose. What do you really hope people will remember and honor about that day?
I think number one, that we take a moment to reflect and realize, we were so vulnerable. You know, the innocence that all of Americans lost, that we were on American soil, and we were never going to be attacked. We never needed to worry about terror and the hatred. And we need as a country to prevent that from happening. And I think part of that is to always remember.
Yes.
Always, always remember. And that each one of these lives really mattered individually and infinitely.
Yes.
And to the extent we can take those moments, our lives are enriched.
Mm-hmm.
And we show even the whole world of terrorism, people that we hate, that we're a community, that we love each other, that we come together, we rebuild, we're Americans, and that each one of those folks who were lost was a hero in their own way, and we're never going to forget them.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important gift. For us to always remember them and America and our community.
And everybody can do something.
Exactly.
Everyone can do something to remember. And I know that you mentioned to me 9/11 is now a historic day of...
National service. National day of service.
Yes. Yeah, so you can give blood that day.
You can give blood. You can go over to the Greenway and help with care packages to our soldiers who are overseas through the Mass Military Heroes Fund.
I love that. I saw a video about a gentleman saying when he received a care package, it was like Christmas, birthday, every holiday, every special day, all rolled in one when he opened it.
Yeah.
And that is a beautiful thing. And that's very simple to volunteer your time.
It certainly is. Mm-hmm. It certainly is. And if you don't have time, you can give to a charity in the form of a check. But really your time, I think, and your reflection. And you know, I think the ultimate gift is just that. And you would be amazed. I counted up the number of family foundations just in Massachusetts that loved ones have done in there. And it's over 400.
Wow.
Over 400. And they're giving to other people. One of my favorite foundations is a foundation that she built in her husband's name that she seeks just to help people who have different needs that aren't covered by normal charities. Someone went through a tragic event and someone stole a child's wheelchair. She was there. She took money out of her foundation. She went over and said, hey, I'm going to have this replaced. And so there are ways to watch out for your neighbor and to do something. And that may be your day of service. It's just that simple act of deed to do something for someone else.
And you can take it beyond the one day, obviously.
Absolutely.
Now, which a lot of people do. You know, there are a lot of people that do give. And now, how are you? I know you're helping the families financially. How are you helping the children that lost a parent and those families beyond financial support.
Yeah. Well, we are I want to be clear. We're not actually providing any additional financial support at the present time.
Oh, so you're not?
No, okay. We're not.
How long did that last?
That was about the first 5 years. We reimbursed medical insurance and then helped people get on their feet, financial plan, as I said. So,
okay.
So those needs ceased, and there were other government programs such as the Victims Compensation Fund, et cetera, and we helped with financial counseling, et cetera.
Okay.
Really what we're doing is helping with education. This is our new launch.
Hold that thought, though.
All right. We won't go into that one.
I want people to come back after the break so they can hear about it.
Yeah, and a number of the children are actually at the State House. They're reading their parents' names.
Yeah.
Very touching. Mm. Very, very touching. And just listening to them. We help with scholarships. There's a number of funds so they can establish a scholarship fund, and not easy to find how you can access that and things of that nature on it.
So. Okay. All right. So really continuing to pay it forward, because these lives, the people that are left behind, the pain doesn't go away.
No.
We know that.
No.
And so they need support on an emotional level.
Absolutely.
They really do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's so many. Now, you have a family advisory committee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to go to break, but real quick, you know, why was the committee established? Was it established right away from the beginning?
Right from the beginning.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's our guiding voice.
It's the guiding voice. So this is the committee that is put together of the people that actually lost someone.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. And so they're the ones that are actually guiding you and providing the emotional and other types of support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, I hope you'll stay with us, because we're going to talk about education in the schools.
Wonderful.
Okay. So my guest is Faith, and she is with the, you can go to massfund.org. It's the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund. And you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering, so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Of your smiling face, bringing old memories that I had locked away, the burden of anger from was finally lifted.
are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I can't tell you the goosebumps that I have every time I hear those lyrics. Eva Cassidy, it's a beautiful song. It just really spoke to me, you know. It's the pictures and everything. It really is amazing. So we want to talk about now that, you know, in speaking with you and learning about the organization, there is no formal curriculum in schools to educate the public about the victims or the attacks or any of it from 9/11. And that is really kind of shocking, almost, that 15 years later.
Exactly. I'm amazed by it every time I think about it.
And so I read in your press release that just before this 15th anniversary, you are all in, within the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund, you are all organizing and putting together a timeline to, how are you reaching the schools? How are you making this happen?
Well, that's a good question. But number one, I have great family members who are driving my heart and cause to make sure that we get this done. I think the power of education is kind of, after remembering and commemorating, is our future mission. And when you think about it, a number of our high school seniors weren't even born on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't even here. Mm-hmm. They have no idea what 9/11, what occurred or what happened. And as a matter of fact, there's not a lot of discussion. The challenge in the school system is 9/11 also occurred right at the beginning of when kids are going back to school. And so there's not a lot of time to prepare. Mm-hmm. So what we wanted to develop, which is very unique for the country, as far and frankly, as far as we know, no one else is actually sending out family members to the high schools to talk with these kids about what happened. We've developed a beautiful documentary. I'm so thankful for all these family members to really talk candidly about where their lives are at today, their special memory. I'm just inspired what these children have to say, their mission in life.
Yeah.
The hope is to stimulate a conversation so that those students who are out in school can have a family member who experienced this, sees a documentary, and then has time to ask questions. And they wanted to know what the timeline was.
Yes.
They wanted to know some of the facts.
Yes.
You and I probably don't even remember the timelines.
Well, when
you know?
I was watching, you know, because there's a lot of things happening on public television right now and other places, and I was watching WGBH, and it was all about the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking with my husband, and I said, but didn't another plane crash in Pennsylvania? And so, yes, a timeline helps with the remembering and the honoring.
Exactly, exactly.
You need that timeline to know what happened so that you can remember.
Correct. Mm. And we can make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yes.
It's the most powerful tool of education. And one of the driving forces that caused us to take a look at developing an educational program was a personal story.
I
ran into someone who had basically said, do you realize 9/11, there's a scientist who wrote a white paper that we self-imploded these buildings. And like the Holocaust, we need to make sure that our history books and our kids know we were attacked.
Are accurate.
And that we're vigilant, and we need to make sure that the education these kids receive is accurate, and that it's not something that we forget, and they don't forget, and that they can, I think, to give them some hope too, that if tragedy of this occurs again, to see a kid who survived this, that these kids know more quickly than we ever wanted a child to know the value of life. And one of my favorite memories is this young girl, and she said, she goes, you know what, it really sounds cliche, and she's 20, and she said, it really sounds cliche, but make sure you go home and love your mom and tell everyone, because you just never know.
Oh.
You know, is that a valuable life lesson that we all need to know? We all need to know. And if you're a parent, Maybe this is a discussion. Maybe this is a starting point for you to take this education program. Just go home and talk to your 8-year-olds. You may have a child who, you just said, you had an 8-month-year-old, correct?
At the time, or 10 months old on my hip when it happened. And today, my daughter Greenlee, well, not today, but the other day, she mentioned to me when we were watching the Pentagon documentary, and she said, you know, were you alive? And she's a bright girl. She is really smart. Yeah. So it's you know, ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
If you don't know, she doesn't know. And so really the education is really important.
It's the lifelong legacy to make sure, again, part of it is to make sure that we do what we can to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yes. And even since then, we've had the Boston marathon.
Yes.
And so are you collaborating with other organizations? I saw something about the Boston Marathon on your website.
Yes, we do. So, you know, when this process developed, one of the things we were able to put together was just a sort of a model for dealing with the things that a victim would face, whether it's financial or legal or, in some cases, turning around donations to those who are in need. I helped to build you know, something that would qualify for those things to do it. So we have reached out. We've had several of our family members reach out to the survivors of Marathon. And we help them as best we can without interfering with, you know, what they want to do on their own.
Yeah.
And again, the most powerful guidance I would give anyone who was trying to start a fund to help others, and they listen to the victims.
Yes.
Listen to them. It's so overlooked, and they will guide you.
And because you've listened, you're creating the model. There is a need for a model.
Yes.
And there is a need for collaboration.
There's a need for collaboration and help, and to always remember to continue to educate and to pay it forward.
Yes.
And pay it forward.
Okay. On that note, we're going to go to another quick break. My guest is Faith, and she is, I love your name, is Faith, and she is with the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund, and you can go to massfund.org for more information. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit meridianfinancialservice.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at meridianfinancialservice.com to start planning today.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
I was young, I would look in the mirror. Didn't know it then, but now it couldn't be clearer. I remember being filled with such wonder before learning that the world can be harsher. Or the color of your skin, or the place that you were born and grew up in, shouldn't decide how you will be treated. 'Cause we're all the same when everybody's breathing, waiting for a change to set us free, waiting for the day when you can be you and I can be me, waiting for a waiting for a change.
brave and the souls who went before us. Stand tall, be proud and lift your voices. Let them know who we are and our choices. And one day we won't have to sing this chorus. Waiting for a change to set us free. Waiting for the day when you can be you and I can be me. Waiting for
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Faith, and she is with the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund. Again, you can go to massfund.org for more information. It's really important to get the education. I'm all about education. I say knowledge is power at the end of every show. I think that educating is, I'm just a sponge. I just want to always be educated as much as I can about everything, so I'm kind of a jack of all trades, master at none. But it is important. And so tell me, what is really the intention behind the documentary that you've created to bring to the schools?
Yes. Well, it's a beautiful documentary. We have about 10 family members, four kids who lost a parent, a mother and a sister and a spouse, and a first responder. Little known story is that we actually had a 40 or 50 first responder firemen that went down to Ground Zero the day after 9/11. Just to help with the cause. And
wow,
that's an additional education tool that we wanted to integrate and bring together.
Yes.
To say, what did we do as a community? How did we respond?
Yes, to show the positivity.
Positivity,
the
yes.
positivity that came out of the negative.
Exactly.
Or that came forth.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, that everybody pulled together.
And our community, and I mean, my goodness, these they're just our heroes. They put their lives on the line every day for us.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of people do, and you know, we forget to thank them sometimes.
Yeah.
And, so part of this education is to tell people, what do we do as a community to respond? We did come together, and we did make it better. We did help.
Mm-hmm.
We made the life ahead of that we couldn't change it, and you know, if we could, there isn't anybody who wouldn't have undone that, but we can't. And so the best we can do is to try and pull together and make that life ahead as easy as we can for others by helping them. And so part of our education strategy is actually threefold. We have one part at the commemoration itself. We have a select high school of volunteers who are at the State House and at the Public Garden and assist us with simple things of handing out programs and guidance. And they spend the time at the commemoration and see the commemoration. It's a very educational experience. They then write us a note on how can we improve for next year.
Okay.
Which is,
well, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
We love it. We ask for it. We want to.
Yes.
And we were blessed last year. We've had three high schools that have given their time. We're so thankful.
Yes.
Needham High School, mm-hmm. Sacred Heart. Last year was Cardinal Spellman.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great group of kids. And this year, Burlington High School will be with us. So we're so thankful for the administration and the kids for volunteering their time. We then go back to the schools after 9/11, and last year at Cardinal Spellman, they opened up the auditorium, and a family member and a firefighter and someone from our Catholic Charities community went and explained the day. We didn't have the documentary prepared at that time. We just finished that in July, so we're going to be introducing that to tell the story of the day.
Yes.
And give these kids a chance to ask their question. Mm-hmm. They asked for a timeline. We created that as well. So we try to listen to these great young people to help us educate them in a manner that makes sense. And that documentary is a very powerful story. So it's intended to create a conversation you know, have someone understand what's life like today. What was life like for these folks on the day they found out that they, you know, lost their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is we can do to make the life ahead for others even better. So I think that's a very powerful, powerful message.
So how easy is it for you to incorporate this educational piece into the school curriculums?
Is this going to be
a long, arduous process where, because you just started just ahead of the 15th year, is this going to take several years, or the schools are on board and they want to?
Well, school systems have very, very established criteria on an approved curriculum. Mm-hmm. And we're not setting this up to be an approved curriculum that you would have an MCAT exam on.
Okay,
or
exactly.
Anything of that nature.
Okay.
But eventually. Eventually it could. We hope we can spin it off there, and we can have a teacher that maybe develops a curriculum as a result of seeing these pieces that
yes.
works. So we have a lot of moving parts, but the intent really is very personalized. We can use help out there. If there's a school that is interested in having us there, we'd love to talk with them. Mostly we've gone back to schools where a family member has been lost, and they've been very helpful to want to honor that former alum or
okay.
a child on it.
Okay. Now, we have to go. We are out of time. But before we go, please share with me about the One Tree.
The One Tree. So this is in the Boston Public Garden. I encourage everyone to go down and visit if you don't know where it is. Our 9/11 memorial is right there on Arlington Street. And there is a sapling from the survivor tree that was given to us by New York.
I'm having goosebumps like crazy. Yes. I can't believe one tree was left.
Only one tree. And if you saw the magnitude of devastation, I mean, take a look at some of the pictures in the past. It is a true survivor, true survivor. And so I'm not sure the number of total saplings that the tree
It doesn't
had.
Matter because a tree has roots.
A tree has roots and the tree of life.
And gives life. And there's so many metaphors about a tree.
Yes. So, and it's so such a beautiful reflection of survivorship. So go down and take a visit. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed.
And as this show is airing, the actual service is coming to a close on Sunday until 1 o'clock. So, but every year you can go to the website and discover and go to the next year. You can pay it forward. There's so many things you can do.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Nicole.
I want to thank Faith Arter for being here. She is with the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund. You can go to massfund.org for more information. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge, education is power.